Merry Christmas from 8-Bit Proof, a Nintendo 64. Oh my god, oh my god.
Oh my god! Thank you, Mommy!
Video game. How do you like Far Cry 3?
Played it for a couple hours and it's pretty awesome.
My calzone's getting
just
cold.
A couple hours?
Yeah, that's all I had. Then I have to go back to Borderlands.
Listen, Joe's bringing up a good point. We should probably start this.
All right. That is.
So, welcome to episode 9 of the 8-Bit Proof Podcast, the Festivus episode. This is our holiday episode. And Roger's raising his hand.
I was just stretching.
Oh,
that was
okay.
You're staring directly in my eyes with your hand up.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well,
give me a boner.
Introduce yourself. You're confused.
My name is Roger Christmas.
Roger Christmas.
That's my name.
I hope that stays. All right, I am Corey, also known as Skip occasionally.
And he always shoots from the hip.
Handsome Joe on the scene in this holiday episode.
I'm Susie.
And
Susie.
And there's nothing witty about anything, I'm sorry.
This podcast is brought to you by BlastMagazine.com, Boston's online magazine for video games, TVs, movies, and everything else that's awesome. So, one thing that definitely makes us all think about Christmas time, at least for us, is calzones.
And yeah, yeah.
Definitely for this group. Calzones,
to go with this.
Calzones have been a thing for our Christmas for, I don't know.
This episode requires me to agree with you, so yeah. I agree.
Have calzones been at every single Christmas party for the past few years?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're having calzones on the show this time because of something we brought up on the thread, like most of the...
Heated debate on the Facebook thread.
Yeah, so
heated.
Go ahead and explain how this came about.
I'm angry. Our friendship's in jeopardy over this.
Well, it came about by Joe saying that a fried scallop wrapped in bacon calzone would be good, and obviously I disagreed.
No, it was scallops in a calzone, and you were like, scallops don't belong in a
calzone. Yeah,
blah, blah, blah. Seafood doesn't belong in a calzone. I was like, well, it could. A bacon-wrapped scallop is delicious in and of itself, and so a bacon-wrapped scallop calzone could only be even more delicious.
Yeah, but I agreed that calzones are delicious, and bacon-wrapped scallops are delicious, but I just don't think the two of them together could be delicious.
The ice cream pizza argument. We've all heard the ice cream pizza.
It's evident that the anger has carried over, so and I just spit food out of my mouth.
And we did something about it.
So tell us what we've done about it.
Well, obviously, Joe was making a seafood, more specifically, a scallop.
A bacon-wrapped fried scallop, honey buffalo, blue cheese, crumbled calzone.
There you go. That's what he made.
And what did you make to combat
that? I don't really have it. We call it Z.
Yeah, tell us the ingredients. There's
raviolis in it. There's pepperonis in it. There's sliced Italian spicy sausage in it. There's chili in it, beef chili.
Oh,
there's striations to this thing.
Beef chili. There's mozzarella cheese and ricotta cheese in it.
Ugh.
And I used two pizza doughs for it. And
it's pretty.
It was glazed with egg on top.
All right, so we're doing a live on air taste test.
We are
to decide once.
So right now the unbiased spectators are Corey and Susie. So,
all right. Well, I've tried yours. I'll take another bite of yours, but it's going to take me a minute. It's fucking massive.
Yeah. Let me reiterate that this calzone weighed maybe like 5 to 6 pounds.
Yeah, I had to carry it to the house.
It was obscene. It takes a lot of effort to eat.
Yeah, great.
It just meat just falls out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Francis, this is your piece.
This is your
piece of scallop calzone.
Ravioli's
thank you. And you can dip it in the dipping sauce.
There's dipping sauce.
Uh-huh. Buffalo, honey buffalo, and blue cheese dressing mixed together.
I noticed you sprinkled some Parmesan on this.
I did.
I went all out.
Oh, this does look delicious. Roger's is not bad at all. It's massive, and it's very meaty. Both things
like his
like.
Penis.
Oh, I dropped some.
Francis, what are your words on El Zio?
I love raviolis.
Yes, and there are raviolis in it.
So
right. About 60 of them.
Wow. Jesus, I gotta dip Joe's in this sauce here.
Okay,
so you got something good. Sprinkled on the outside of it too. There's a cheese. This looks delicious.
Is there any chicken in this, or is this just?
No, it's a freaking bacon fried scallop wrapped in whatever thingy.
Okay.
I haven't sworn yet. Oh, while they're taste testing.
Oh
here,
wow!
My
that's not bad.
My goal for this podcast is not to swear, and every time I swear.
Thank you, though.
I'm going to take a shot of Rumpelmintz Peppermint Schnapps.
Because it's Christmas time.
Because it's Christmas time.
And because schnapps are delicious.
I want to puke to holidays.
Because schnapps later, when you get stopped by the police for driving drunk, it just sounds like
I just brushed my teeth.
Like
officer.
To keep my breath clean, sir.
All right, so thoughts. Anyways. You guys have tried each other's. What do you think about each other's? Unbiased here.
I haven't tried his. I'm going to try his right now.
Okay. I can talk about his well because I had a piece of his and I was pleasantly surprised.
Okay, let me have a real piece. I'm going to have a real piece.
All you had was the end piece. This piece right here. That's the one. I'm
gonna have dip it in the buffalo sauce.
Get a little bit of buffalo blue cheese sauce. Give it a whirl. Oh, look at the face. Oh, yeah. I put extra MSG in it, too, to ruin your diet.
Oh, yeah.
The blue... That's
pretty good.
That's how good
that's culinary.
Just
That's culinary acumen right there.
Isn't it culinary?
Culinary.
No.
Is it culinary?
It's culinary.
It's culinary.
I pronounced the word right.
Calzone! Calzone! Whatever.
That's an 8-bit proof first.
Whatever, I'm going to eat this calzone.
You had a good pronunciation. You're hovering over my beer here. It's all right. Now, we're just feasting on air. I don't know how entertaining this is going to be.
Joe's calzone is delicious.
It is delicious. That blue cheese really gives it that kick that makes, you know.
All right, so
makes it awesome.
I'm gonna give my vote here between the two of yours. Roger, yours had a ton of meat, and the addition of full-size raviolis was a great idea.
Mm.
But with the bacon and the scallops and the honey mustard, I mean, not honey mustard, buffalo, I'm going to have to give this one to Joe.
I'd give it to Joe's, too.
Yeah.
Wow, all the way around.
I hate to say this. I'm enjoying Rogers more than my own.
Francis, you could make it a tie so none of us get pissed.
I said Joe.
You cock whore.
No, so Joe wins against his better judgment. Take a victory lap. A mouthful.
Wait,
is cock whore a swear?
Yeah.
Yeah, cock is a swear.
Cock's
a swear.
Cock's not a swear. You
cock's
can say cock
swear.
On TV.
You say cock in front of your mother?
Yeah, because there's a chicken outside.
There's no chickens in the yard.
And there's no chicken in this room.
All right.
So tell us your ingredients of yours again. As soon as you get all that meat out of your mouth.
A pound of bay scallops, a pound of bacon, crumbled blue cheese, and SNL honey buffalo sauce from Whole Foods.
Nuts. My mouth is on fire.
Nonsense!
So it was 3-1 for Joe's.
Yes.
And Joe was the only one that picked mine. I'll take that. I'll take that to the
That's
bank.
A victory in itself.
Yes, that is big. This is for everybody.
Seeing as I picked Joe's, too.
They're all very good calzones.
I think this is our first competition where we all win.
I agree, yeah. No one's getting physical pain.
Oh, my God.
That made everyone cry, except for maybe the Jews. But when the evidence pointed to murder, the question on everyone's mind became, who killed Christmas? Perhaps no one can shed light on this mystery more than Martha Claus, the victim's wife of 43 years.
We stayed together mostly due to licensing issues. I doubt he would have gotten any sponsorship deals if he were a divorced single man living with a bunch of elves. They'd think he was gay.
Crushed by grief, the Widow Claus has kept a low profile since the murder. But not all was warmth and love at the North Pole. Deep inside Santa's fabled workshop, discontent had begun to spread among the androgynous elven workforce.
It was all about the coke, man. Santa had us elves hide the blow in the crappy wooden toys. Then he'd make the drop. And the sale was complete. He tried using some different ways to sneak the product in. You ever see a Yeti with a dozen condoms of coke burst in his belly? It's a bad scene, man.
Are we back?
We are back.
All right, we have also been talking about doing a segment for a while, a Mad Libs segment, and we figure that a Christmas episode is as good as episode as any.
I mean, if you're not doing Mad Libs on Christmas, you're pretty much not Christmassy.
Your life fucking sucks.
Yeah, you're not Christmassy. That must not be Christmas. You know, you get around a Susie family Christmas tree. You bust out the Mad Libs.
No, never. It's just
never?
Get around the family Christmas tree, open the presents, and then eat.
And then make some video game references.
Yeah.
All right, well, so our Christmas game this episode is going to be a Mad Lib game. And I
cannot wait.
This was Joe's idea, so why don't you explain
8-bit Libs. We're just gonna read these Mad Libs that we all kind of put the same... Put the words into the same Mad Lib, so...
It's the same story, right?
Yeah. Yes. Ideally, I was looking for everybody to go for, like, a video game reference, but people just put in ridiculous words like swollen and engorged and balls and cock. So, I don't know.
You give immature people a Mad Libs answer sheet. What do you expect?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, my Mad Libs answers have not changed since, like, the fourth grade. They're always going to be something about a ball sack.
Adverb always throws me off, too. Adverb. I'm like, what the fuck is an adverb?
Goes before a verb.
Something L-Y.
Hurriedly.
Yeah, you know, I just got to add L-Y to a word. Anyway,
hurriedly.
Are we also fill these in via email? You just sent us a list of adjective, noun, all that shit.
Email actor.
So we're all gonna read our Mad Libs. Well, I'll read our Mad Libs here, and then we'll rate them. So
no cheating.
So I'll read mine. Susie will read yours. Roger will read yours. Corey will read yours. We'll each rate each other's from 1 to 3.
Stop giggling. We haven't started yet.
So from 1 to 3, we'll each rate them, and the
we gotta write it down, right?
Yeah, just write it on the paper. And, like, after we all read ours, write it down.
All of us are looking for a writing utensil.
I'm going to write mine in semen because I don't have a pen.
Well,
I'll try to remember.
Is that kind of a swear?
Cock General Knox.
No.
If you write it in semen, write it on your computer. This is my den. And
no problem.
I like to keep my semen all in one place.
Let's get this shit going.
All right.
Shoot! All
right. So I'll go first.
Who has a writing utensil?
I'll go first.
No one called me on that.
I said shoot from the hip.
So I'm going to call myself on it.
Oh, he swore.
Shoot.
So it goes in one ear and
what
out the
other. What did
he
say?
Yeah, the loser of this has to do a shot of Rumpelmintz, a full shot, not one of those half baby shots you're doing over.
Well, you know what? It's only what? Yeah.
Only
it's
half
341.
Baby
341.
This was your idea.
Yeah,
it was your idea, and you're bitching
die
it out.
Tonight.
All right, so who's reading this first?
This peppermint schnapps ain't McGillicuddy's.
Rumpelmintz.
This one's 100 proof, 50% alcohol by volume. I think McGillicuddy's like only 24% alcohol by volume. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I'm pretty sure if you drink the same ounces of Rumpelmintz as you do McGillicuddy's, you'll be more drunk after the Rumpelmintz.
Percentage of alcohol, you double that to find the proof.
You'll die twice as fast.
Yeah, I think that's science right there, what I just did.
Yeah, I'm going to go. So just pay attention.
Boom it out.
Pay attention to what I'm saying and rate it accordingly. 1 to 3.
What?
Oh, wait, you can't rate them until we all read ours. So we have to all read them. So then I can,
can
read them. All right?
Go ahead. Shoot.
All right,
how
are you going to know?
We'll score at
how
the
you going to know whether mine is better than Corey's or Susie's?
Go.
All right. This is your game. You got it out.
Listen, we'll all rate them after.
Rules.
All right, everybody reads them first. All right. Mine goes now. And remember, you're going to be rated you're going to be rated on your presentation as well. So make sure that you read it in a sexy voice. This is a personal ad.
Okay.
I enjoy long. All right, here we go. I enjoy long, pixelated walks on the beach, getting rebooted in the rain and serendipitous encounters with cartridges. I like pina coladas mixed with Jack Daniels and romantic candlelit shots. I am well read from Dr. Seuss to O.J. Simpson. I travel frequently, especially to Pandora. When I'm not busy with work, I'm a stripper. I'm looking for alcohol and beauty in the form of a Japanese goddess. She should have the physique of Kate Upton and the limp dick of Julia Barros. I would prefer if she knew how to cook, clean, and wash my balls. I know I'm not very attractive in my picture. It was taken 616 days ago, and I have since become more drunk.
Thank you.
616, of course, being a Marvel reference. Thank you.
All right, who's next?
Francois. Susie, you're next. Remember, be sexy about it.
I enjoy long, swollen walks on the beach, getting floundered in the rain, and serendipitous encounters with vertebrae. I really like pina coladas mixed with blood and romantic candlelit knuckles. I am well read from Dr. Seuss to Kiefer Sutherland. I travel frequently, especially to Belize, when I am not busy with work. I am an administrative assistant. I am looking for dynamite and beauty in the form of a Klingon goddess. She would have the physique of Kate Beckinsale and the sword of Tiny Tina. I would prefer if she knew how to cook, clean, and wash my ligaments.
That's specific.
I don't know, I'm not very attractive in my picture, but it was taken 42 days ago, and I have since become more abrasive.
Very nicely done.
Well read. Thank you.
All right. Now I guess it's me, huh?
Yeah, shoot from the skip.
Shoot from the skip.
Shoot from the skip, hip.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Right. Wait, can you cut that out? Shoot from the hip, skip.
No.
No. Damn it. It's staying.
<All right. clears throat> Damn, it's a swear. Drink.
It's that, not that a swear.
That is a swear.
Oh, come on.
You're
that
swearing against
what
God.
What are we in preschool?
You can't say that on ABC.
I didn't say G-O-D before.
You're swearing against God when you damn
I'm taking
somebody.
A half.
You're damning somebody.
Either way.
Oh, man.
All right, while you're doing that shot, I'm going to read mine.
I hope he spits up rumpled mints all over himself.
Me too.
Laughing. Go.
I enjoy long, laggy walks on the beach, getting slurped in the rain, and serendipitous encounters with extra lives. I really like pina coladas mixed with vaginal discharge and romantic candlelit nostrils. I am well read from Dr. Seuss to Steve Jobs. I travel frequently, especially to a sex dungeon. When I am not busy with work, I am a podcaster. I'm looking for a game. Wait, what the fuck?
Read that shit.
I'm looking for game genie and beauty in the form of a British goddess. She should have the physique of Celine Dion and the power glove of Sophie Kowalski.
Who?
She's a fan.
All right. Sorry to cut that out.
I would prefer if she knew how to cook, clean, and wash my orphans. I know I'm not very attractive in my picture, but it was taken 9.5 days ago, and since then, I have become more aggressive.
I get the 9.5 days reference. I get the 9.5 days reference.
Thank you.
I
thank
don't.
Thank you.
I got it.
Movie reference.
Get it.
Oh, well.
I get it.
I don't get it.
A softcore porn movie.
Oh!
Weeks, 9.5 weeks. All right, well, I'm going to give myself that.
Oh, Mickey Rourke, yeah.
Gotcha. There you go.
I get it.
Yeah. All right, and finally, Rogier.
It's my turn. Hello, ladies.
That's not part of it. Start over.
I'm sorry.
No ad-libbing.
I enjoy long and gorge walks on the beach, getting fisted in the rain, and serendipitous encounters with Alaskan pipelines. I really like pina coladas mixed with schmegma and romantic candlelit airplanes. I am well read from Dr. Seuss to Roseanne Barr. I travel frequently, especially to Gotham, when I am not busy with work. I am a comic guy. I'm looking for moon and beauty in the form of a locust goddess. She should have the physique of Jessica Biel and the cock of Barbara Gordon. I would prefer if she knew how to cook, clean, and wash my Terminators. I know I'm not very attractive in my picture, but it was taken 108 days ago, and I have since become more shitty.
Wait, did everyone do a number reference in their thing? Because I did.
108, 9.5.
Yeah, number was 42.
What was 42, Francis?
The answer to everything?
Isn't that the answer to life?
Yeah.
Is
from,
it?
From Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy
or
something.
108 from Lost. So, that's funny that we all did something.
I like,
we're all extremely smart.
I don't know why washing your Terminators was so funny to me. Picture a massive collection of Terminators.
I just think of, like, balls.
So, are we going to go in the same order rating?
Hang on. Let me put my ratings down here. All
right,
so...
Yes, write down your numbers.
Is one the lowest?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
So, one is the best?
One is the worst.
Okay, so
best.
3, whoever gets the highest score. Okay.
Are we all ready?
This isn't an SAT, man. Hurry up.
Well, extra saliva.
You good?
The square root of 49 is 7.
What are you doing over there?
Yeah,
huh?
Go ahead.
All right, Jesus, huh?
All right, so someone... I'll add these up, I guess.
Hand your slips.
Oh.
Hand in your slips.
You could just read them out loud.
No, because you got
to... All right. So talk amongst yourselves. I will try to add these up.
Giggle, giggle, jiggle.
So, I ordered... No, that's for the media money shot. I apologize.
I can just play music over this if you can't.
No, I mean, we could talk about stuff.
Right,
I've taken 3 shots for swearing 3 times. 2 of them are questionable.
Oh, tell me about X Sanction with Cable.
X Sanction?
I just bought it today.
No idea.
And then read it, Francis.
Okay. I can tell you that Swamp Thing and Animal Man came out last Wednesday. Well, this past Wednesday, and they were both fantastic.
Okay.
Very, very good.
So good that I forgot to pronounce it right.
What is going on in Swamp Man's life?
Well, they're in the Rot World storyline right now.
What is the Rot World?
The Rot World?
Yes.
It's like
I think
there's the red, the green, and the rot.
That doesn't make
and
any sense to me.
Each of them have to have a balance, and the rot is a lot bigger than it should be right now, and it's taken over.
Now they're making
and, like, the story jumped to the future where the rot took over, and all the superheroes are dead except Animal Man and a couple other people.
Is this Swamp Man or Animal Man?
Both of them. It's a
crossover. Are they intertwined?
Yes.
All right, I have the scores. I have the scores.
Boom shakalaka, mother...
All right.
Say it.
Coming in 4th place is Joe.
What?
I'm sorry. The people have spoken.
What?
The people have spoken.
Drinking.
All right.
Oh, man.
Tied. For 2nd place is both Susie and I. at 6 points. And Roger, you have won. Mm. You are the comedy genius at
Wash
Mad Libs.
Those
I am the Mad Libs master.
Watch my Terminators.
Mad Libs
Give me that
master. What's up, Mad Libs master? Would you like the shot glass, too?
It was all about watching your Terminator.
Put some vaginal discharge in that.
Schmegma. I like Schmegma, too.
Schmegma was a good...
Schmegma was up there with vaginal discharge. He was having the his lost shot. I was going to say victory shot, but... I guess we all win here. You get a little drunker, and we got to read some Mad Libs. You ready?
Never mind.
Take that shot. Yes.
Does it taste like...
It tastes like a candy cane infused with alcohol.
Well, it tastes like scope, so...
Delicious.
Rumpelmans.
Great. Look what you did to the kid. What's your article going to be called? Worst shriek ever?
Hey, this is not my fault. This is what Christmas does to people. We put too much meaning into it, and it lets us down.
We beg to differ.
What are you doing back here?
Saving Christmas.
Everybody, point your magic Christmas weapons at it.
Oh, brother. This is ridiculous. You are enabling a delusion.
The delusion you're trying to cure is called Christmas, Duncan.
It's the crazy notion that the longest, coldest, darkest nights can be the warmest and brightest.
Yeah, and when we all agree to support each other in that insanity, something even crazier happens. It becomes true.
Works every year, like clockwork.
Try telling that to your catatonic friend.
I got a better idea. Why don't we sing it?
Wait, what?
Yeah, let's not go overboard.
Will you two commit to something for a change?
Let's sing it.
Yeah, let's sing.
Can we sing while we blow Duncan away?
Absolutely.
You start, Britta.
Christmas time is a time to sing. That's what Christmas is for.
Christmas can even be a Hanukkah thing. That's what Christmas is for.
And for a huge percentage of this God-fearing planet is about the birth of Jesus Christ.
But for the rest of us, it's still a good time to remember that it's good to be nice. Music and cookies and liquor and trees, that's what Christmas is for.
Video games for two straight weeks. That's what Christmas is for.
Hanging out with the people you love.
Saying I love you.
That's what Christmas is.
That's what Christmas is. That's what Christmas is for.
And Christmas pterodactyl!
All right, I'm leaving.
Self-destruct.
Don't you think that's a little...
He's making his list and he's checking it twice. Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Oh, he says that he's sick of sequels. Because Bioshock 2 was like a fucking cookie cutter.
Bioshock 2 was awful.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, I didn't have anything to do with that. The studio was like, yeah, we have to make a sequel. Why don't you guys go make what you want to make while we make this shitty sequel? And that's when he was like, all right,
I hated.
Completely different. Well, new characters, new enemies, new everything.
Kevin Levine also loves comics.
Ken Levine.
Ken
Levine. Fucking Ken.
Ken Levine.
I didn't even
Ken
finish Levine the second one.
All right, can we get started?
Yeah, I didn't even play it.
Shoot from the hip, Skip.
That's twice in one episode now. You're killing
Got it right that time.
He's done it like five times already.
Got it right that time.
I think he cursed once, too.
No,
I didn't.
Why don't you shoot some Rumpelmints from the hip, huh?
All right, well, either
I
way.
I swear.
All right, it's the end of the year, so most of the big blockbusters have already come out. I think the last big one was, what, Far Cry? Far Cry 3.
Yes.
And that came
out.
They
came out like a couple of weeks ago.
And you've been playing it ever since, as far as I know.
I have. And... Am I going first here with this?
No.
I'm
trying to explain what's going on.
Okay.
So, since it's the end of the year, and this could be our last episode of the year.
This is. Well, it's been a good year in April.
Something going on over there.
Podcasting.
Hey.
Side note, our next episode is going to be our 10th episode.
Yeah.
Some sort of anniversary.
Yes.
And I believe it'll be like a New Year's themed episode, I would imagine.
All right. That'll be our New Year's themed episode.
We won the fight.
All right, but this episode, we're going to go through what happened in 2012. We're going to list our favorites. We have a list here of five.
Which is?
We're going to go through our biggest disappointment of 2012 because we're a pretty negative podcast.
Yes.
So we like dwelling on that kind of stuff. most Most under the radar. Underest.
What did you just say?
Underest of the radar.
I love that I haven't mispronounced a word yet this podcast, and you and Joe have.
I did that on purpose.
Don't worry. Yeah. Don't worry. The post-editing process will definitely reveal some Rogerisms.
Right, if it wasn't for Rogerisms, what would this podcast be?
It would be intellectual.
Wow, that's pretty self-absorbed.
Jokes in.
All right, the most underest the radar are picks for Game of the Year, of course. Favorite moment of the year doesn't have to be video game related.
Oh, will be.
And what's taken us to Bonertown in 2013? What are we most looking forward to? Since we're always so incredibly positive, let's start with biggest disappointment of 2012. And Roger, do you want to go first or no?
Yeah, I'll go first. My biggest disappointment of 2012.
Halo 4.
I haven't played Halo 4. Would have.
I was making a joke.
Would have
incorrect.
Sorry.
Assassin's Creed 3.
Ooh. Good pick.
Lack of any sort of technological breakthrough progress. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Mm-hmm. No gameplay advances. Bugs still there since the first one.
So just a new setting.
Just a new setting. Which
is cool.
Which is. Admittedly, is pretty awesome.
We're probably a little partial to it.
It's pretty awesome because we are located in Boston. But besides that, the game was pretty awful.
Tickle the nuts.
I mean, the gameplay is awful. The bugs and glitches were awful. It just pissed me off. I got through chapter two, maybe five. I think five was the last chapter I played. And like, there's missions where like the guy's like, "Follow me," and you're like, "All right," and he stands there, and you're like. All right.
Yeah, Sam Adams. Sam Adams just hangs out and he demands you follow him, and
yeah,
then he stands
he's like,
there.
So he's like, "Follow me," and you're like, "Okay." And he just stands there, and you're like, "You stand," and you're like, "What do I do?" And you just, it's
meanwhile,
awful.
You get attacked by redcoats at the time too.
Yeah, it's awful. So let's
even after the patch.
Let's salute.
He has it on Xbox 360. I have it on PS3.
Let's salute the crappiness that was Assassin's Creed 3 this year.
That's strange because Sam Adams also tells me what to do. Because I'm drinking it right now.
Drink me. I'm delicious.
He's less buggy on the bottle.
So good.
So,
he has absolutely no lag on lager.
So, Francois.
Wait. Do you have an honorable mention, too, or no?
For disappointing the year?
Yeah.
You didn't get one?
I would say
there's
my
so
honorable mention
games.
Of... No, this isn't going to be a game. Of disappointment of the year would
Jeff
have
John's
to be...
Green Lantern.
Would have to be Action Comics by Grant Morrison.
Oh,
disappointment.
Listen to him.
Listen to him send that Trojan horse of a Grant Morrison hate down the line so he can prove that I'm like, I'm not a fanboy. No.
I am genuinely disappointed with Action Comics by Grant Morrison.
Grant Morrison did something wrong?
No, it's not true. Look at it. I can see the lies in his face.
I am genuinely
disappointed. Look at him. He won't make eye contact. I'm looking you in the eyes.
Okay, right.
The eyes.
Look at all that maximization on the audio there. There's like a wall of it.
Action Comics was definitely not Grant's best work.
No, disappointing.
Those lies.
Yes. Disappointing.
Disappointing as far as comics go, or disappointing as far as Grant Morrison goes?
Disappointing as far as Grant Morrison goes.
Oh, so it's still decent.
Yes.
It's awesome.
There it is.
But it's bad for Grant Morrison.
There it is.
He still maintains that it's better than Geoff Johns.
Oh, yeah.
Well, speaking of Geoff Johns, let's move over to Susie's disappointment of the year.
Disappointment of the year is very easy. Mass Effect 3.
Ah!
No explanation necessary. God, it was Gears of War in space. It wasn't even an RPG. Next.
No, you didn't
no
like that part where
mentions?
It was just one-on-one with the Reaper?
I didn't like that one where I had to dodge the laser beam from a giant fucking spaceship.
It's a video game, Francis.
It's a giant... Okay.
One X-Wing!
Okay, no screaming.
Hold on. All right, relax. Hold my hand.
You got Joe worked up.
One X-Wing blew up the Death Star, Francis.
Yeah,
that's all I've got to say.
With a well-placed missile.
Star Wars made millions!
Oh, God, it's fucking different.
Star Wars made millions, Francis.
That is just the worst analogy of all time.
Hold on.
Let's go to the analogy of Captain Picard versus a Borg cube.
Okay.
That's a fucking analogy.
Oh, God. Captain Picard was a Borg. How can you be a Borg and then be un-Borg? It doesn't make any sense.
Hey,
that's what we're talking about.
This is our Christmas episode, people. Little love.
Okay.
Very fucking Christmas.
Hold on. Okay,
deep breath.
So Francis.
Deep breath.
Francis.
Take a Sam.
Let's raise our glasses
my
and
beer
salute
is, my alcohol is empty.
The crappiness of Mass Effect 3 in 2012.
I liked it. I liked the ending, too.
So shut up. It's my turn.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
That's a boy, Francis. I didn't even beat it.
Honorable mention?
Honorable mention?
For worst game of the year?
I don't know.
Or disappointment of the year.
I was just so upset with Mass Effect 3. Probably Kingdom of Amalur.
Ah,
oof.
Steal my thunder, you piece of shit!
Well, I saw the list, I didn't know what else to say.
You
why?
Fuck!
Okay,
you stole from his list!
Alright, and I'll be honest, yeah, second most is Diablo 3.
Woo!
Really?
Yeah.
What? That's a Trojan horse if I've ever heard one.
Definitely.
Oh,
hey, come
hey.
On.
Definitely. Hold on, hold on. Before we get all yelly, I want to hear him out. I want to hear why.
Yelly?
It's an Activision word, right? They make money hand over fist, and they spent 7 years to make Diablo 2.2. There was nothing.
Not even 2.5.
They even took out item sets. You can't have a set of items specific bonuses.
Talking about.
Yeah, this is not really.
Other people
good.
Will.
Okay, so some there's no will. Item sets.
I know what you're talking about, Francis.
And they based most of the game about
me.
The.
Too much on
the
auction
house?
House
because they wanted to prevent piracy. It's just you go around, you hack these guys. The story's not that great. It's not even randomized. The overworld's not randomized. The dungeons are barely randomized. It's Torchlight 2 was probably a bit better product, even though
would
it's
you,
not the same POW as Diablo 3.
Would you say Borderlands 2 was better than Diablo 3?
Oh,
yes.
That,
oh, my God.
Really
yes. The Trojan horse has entered the facility and is killing people left and right.
Now I'm off to get my life-sustaining supplies, cornmeal and gunpowder and ham hocks and guitar strings. I'll give you a lift. Hop aboard, mateys.
All right, here we go. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, no food was a-stirring, not even a mouse. Stockings were hung round Dad's neck like a tie, along with a note that said, presents or die. Children were plotting all night in their beds, while the wife's constant whining was splitting his head. But Daddy had money this year in the bank. Then they closed up early. Now Dad's in the tank. And all of a sudden, Santa appeared. A sneer on his face, and booze in his beard. Santa, I said as he laughed merrily, you do so much for others. Do something for me. Bundy, he said, you only sell shoes. Your son is a sneak thief. Your daughter's a flues. Ho, ho, Santa said, should I mention your wife? Her hair's like an A-bomb. Her nail's like a knife. And he climbs up the chimney, that fat piece of dung. He mooned me 2 times. He stuck out his tongue. And I heard him exclaim as he broke wind with glee. You're married with children. You'll never be free.
We just told Kusi we'd give him $1,000 each. $2,000 total to put that bowl in pill in his asshole.
That's mine.
That would take me. That
he
would
could
take
put a, he could put a condom on it.
So
that would take me.
10%. I don't know.
Would you put $1,000 into it?
I would no, I want money for it. That's mine.
That would take me all night to get up there.
No,
some
lube.
It would take all night to get it out.
Some lube?
By Monday, I would.
There needs to be a line. How far would he go? Like the whole
no, he has to go to here. To here.
Do I walk around with it all night?
You have to sit on it, Francis.
Now that's a holiday party.
There's nothing like screwing a baseball
ball.
I
buy that
pin.
For a dollar.
Now,
RoboCop, Paul Verhoeven reference?
Wait,
I got
real,
it. I got
real
it.
Question.
Bitches
real question.
Leave.
Bitches
real
leave.
Question. Now, when people
that.
Say bowling pin, are they referring? Is bowling pin the big ball bowling pins? And then you have to say candlestick bowling
candle
pin?
Candle
that's
candle
a straight
candle bowling pins and candle pins.
Can we discuss this after the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
No doubt.
All right.
We'll
only get
no
back
doubt.
To me. Because I was trying to get to Kings of Amalur until fucking Francis left.
Disappointing
sorry.
Of the year,
yeah,
Joe?
Disappointment of the year. Kingdoms of Amalur. Shiny, huge undertaking to end up being an unpolished turd version of Skyrim. Like, it's the same exact thing.
Is this
the
game you
game.
Haven't played?
That's why the...
I played the demo of it.
Kidding.
I know exactly.
I'm
played. It was kidding. Like a 1 hour demo. I played basically an hour of the game, and I was like, you know what? This is Skyrim. I played 86 hours of Skyrim. Why would I sit here and play this game? And moreover, like more than that, it wasn't just me. It was like a billion other gamers out there who were like, let me just pass over this turn.
Yeah, and the whole state of
yeah,
well,
the whole
Rhode
state
Island.
Of Rhode Island fucking shit. I was like, the old bloody sock couldn't save that fucking game.
It did pretty
and
well in sales, over a million.
And heretofore remembered as the game that killed Chilling, Francis. That's what it is.
No, Schilling killed Schilling.
Honorable mention?
Poor decisions.
Wait. Honorable mention. Let's raise our glass.
Raise a toast to Kurt Schilling, Bloody Sock, and Studio
Kingdoms
36.
Kingdoms of Amalur.
And Kingdoms
hopefully
of Amalur.
They all get employed
the
elsewhere.
The crappiest yeah. of the crappy of 2012.
I think they already did.
Because it pretty much sunk a whole company.
Yeah. My honorable mentions were tied, mind you. Between yeah. Dishonored and Resident Evil 6.
Oh, God. Ooh, really? Oh. Dishonored?
Resident
whoa,
Evil...
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Turds.
Resident Evil
game.
6 must be a late addition, because you played that the other day.
God, I can't even play
can
it right
can
now.
Can I make
can't.
A comment here? Because
so
someone
bad.
In this group was ragging on Dishonored, how it wasn't that good of a game. It was pretty awful. And then, like, a week ago, he was just like,
on second thought, Dishonored is a very good game, and I love it.
Stealth section is like Triangle Assassin.
He's sleeping dog beat Dishonored during a 24-hour podcast, and then all of a sudden
he's like, oh, that was a very good game.
Hold
it
on,
was very good.
Remember right now Roger's reference about how bad Sleeping Dogs is.
Yeah, and then when he says Sleeping Dogs, was the game of the year.
I didn't say that.
You mentioned it the other day as it might be your honorable mention.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
You did. You did bring up Sleeping
Dogs. Was I
sleeping
drunk
a
that
dog?
Day?
You talking about Sleeping a Dog?
I'm a functional alcoholic.
All right, well, my biggest disappointment of the year was Deadlight by Tequila Works and Microsoft Studios. That
the booze?
Deadlight.
You said tequila. What? Well, you were the one that said Deadlight was so awesome.
Tequila Works, I know, and I was
I
wrong.
Bought it, Wait, and it was over in a heartbeat, scroller? And it was stucky. Stupid. It was an attempt.
I could have told you
I don't
want
to. I'm not stepping on you. Go ahead.
Like Corey.
No,
this is Corey.
He's right. It was a side-scrolling zombie survival game, which sounds awesome. It's like exactly what I want. I like both of those things. And I really wanted to like it. I wanted to like it so bad. And it wasn't good. It had a lot of like, it looked like it had so much potential. Like you played it, right?
It had like, you wanted to love it like you loved Shadow Complex. And it just didn't have it. It was just bland. It was bullshit.
Remember when PlayStation's network went down?
No, never.
And like, you got two free games.
That was Dead Nation. That was
Dead Nation. Okay.
Yeah. Dead Nation was
which
awesome.
Which was really great, by the way. But yeah, it was the summer of arcade game I was looking forward to the most, and it just didn't live up to my expectations for it. It looked so badass. I looked forward to it for so long. And my honorable mention.
Whoa. Oh, let's raise our glasses.
Drink to that.
To the crappiness of Deadlight in 2012.
That's how we do.
Poor bastard.
Yes, and my honorable mention is Hybrid by Fifth Cell. It was another downloadable game.
You bought that in like a fit of arcade rage when you were just like, I need to buy things.
You're right. I needed an online shooter. I didn't have any online shooter I liked at the time. And Hybrid,
this game is good.
Well, the idea is you don't move around. You pick an area to move to, and then you fly to it with your jetpack. You don't have free movement while you're going from place to place. So it's a novel idea, but it just didn't have any depth to it. Like, you would get everything in the beginning, you could unlock one or two weapons, and there was no depth to it at all. There was no reason to keep playing, and it was infuriating.
You gotta need that.
That is my pick for honorable mention for biggest disappointment of the year.
Moving forward to the next category.
All right, what do you guys want to do next? You want to do
Under the radar.
Why don't you tell us what we're doing?
Yeah, you're the MC, bro.
All right, Under Us the Radar.
All right, guy.
Go.
Under Us the Radar. Okay, I'll go XCOM. I didn't even entertain the notion of playing that game until the 24-hour gaming marathon. It was like, it was not under the radar, but it definitely it flew under the radar. Because I didn't see...
It was under your personal radar.
No, it was like one of those, you know, when you read Game Informer and there's like the reviews at the end?
Yeah.
There's like 65 reviews before it.
Because
that's how I measure it as being under the radar, when it's like on the 65th page of reviews.
I definitely would not have any idea about that game if it wasn't for...
In his defense, it was under a lot of people's radar, but it was about as under the radar as what I was going to mention. And I got attacked for mine.
We're going to mention Spec Ops the Line.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That was not under the radar.
XCOM didn't have a big booth at PAX.
XCOM is not under the radar.
See, he disagrees that XCOM was not under the radar. Why?
Well, coming from the PC gaming
master
arena,
race.
Oh my God!
XCOM
here we go.
Was extremely popular.
Yeah,
game
but it was an
on
RTS
that,
on PC,
system.
And on this, it's an RTS on a console. People are like, fuck RTS. Well,
that is. Well, it's not an RTS.
A lot of people
didn't
know it was coming.
It is too.
It's not real time. It's turn based.
Yeah, it's turn based.
Whatever. Turn based strategy, real time strategy, eat my balls strategy.
I am a fan of the eat my balls strategy.
Hey, eat my balls, huh?
Anyways, you have an honorable mention.
Yes. Binary Domain.
Don't know what that is.
Under the radar. Yeah. Fucking so far under the radar. You know Binary Domain. Yeah.
Did you own it? Did you buy it?
No, but I played it for a little bit, though. It was good. It was like they did this weird thing. It was like a Gears of War style game, but it was a little bit more fluid. It was like robots instead of locusts and shit, so it was really cool. You could blow the legs and arms off of the things.
Wait, Gears of War had bugs?
It was like... What are you talking about, Francis?
Locust?
That's what the enemy army
Francis
was called.
Don't distract me with nonsense,
Francis
huh?
is trying
I'm
to make jokes.
I'm in the middle of mind games.
Sorry,
here,
sorry.
So you could... You had like a little bit more. It was almost like a Terminator. It was like fighting against Terminators. It was like a Terminator game. But they had this weird like innovative command system where you'd wear the headset like Xbox Live headset, and you could issue commands. But it was really buggy. Like you'd yell, "Go there," and it would be like, "I don't know what you're talking about." Go there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Like the first
go
spec
there.
Like Spec Ops for PS2.
Yeah, it was like bullshit. Like you'd yell shit and it wouldn't pick it up. It had a really good idea and it was
not
a good
Spec
game.
Ops. SOCOM. I'm sorry.
It was a good game. So,
anyways, Francois,
if you're in the buy two get one free category at GameStop, you might
it looked super cool, and I totally forgot about it.
It was good. It's a good game.
Susie, most under the radar?
Under the radar, I would have to go with, there's two games, but I'm going to go with one. I'll go with Torchlight 2, which I mentioned in my Diablo 3 rant about how it could have been a lot better.
It wasn't under the radar.
That was, I'm a console player, and that wasn't under my radar.
I knew about Torchlight 2.
Even
Roger knew about Torchlight 2.
Under the radar. All right, we'll go with Planetside 2. Did you know about that one?
Yeah,
yeah,
because
of you.
Well, then that doesn't count.
Only right, because of you.
Planetside 2 was my under the radar game because most console people will not know about it because it's PC only, massively multiplayer, FPS, awesome.
When you say massively, how many people do you mean?
65? 72?
I think they said like up to hundreds.
So you get to play with 100 jackwagons on the internet, and that's good. Why?
They're not jackwagons.
Oh, they're not? Because it's a computer.
They're all on PCs.
I get it. There are no jackwagons on the computers.
They all
you know
get
what? Planetside 2, it's free to play. Play it.
Which means microtransactions?
Yeah, but you don't have to. Can, it's like Battlefield multiplayer for free. So, except bigger and better.
Honorable mention?
Better.
Honorable mention? Torchlight 2, I guess. But
Torchlight 2 is your honorable mention.
Persona 4 Golden.
Okay.
There you go. Yes,
Kay.
I've heard a lot of good things about that.
Okay. Then it's not under the radar. Stricken from the record.
You know what next?
Well, we are very entrenched in video game culture, so something that we hear of might be under a lot of other people's radar.
Roger.
Just for the record. Roger.
Under the really bad radar that you have.
Under the radar. I don't think I'm going to do video games because I mainly play video games that are, you know.
Over the radar.
Yeah.
Very much on
because I mean,
Rainbow.
Like, the only games I've bought in this year have been.
Whoa, wait.
Botten?
Because of that Broughton.
Yeah,
there we go.
Word.
Get the joke?
That's not a word.
Rogerism unlocked.
Because Assassin's Creed 3, Borderlands 2, I bought those games. But under the radar.
Bought Mark of the Ninja. Why don't you use that, you son of a bitch?
No, because I'm sure he is.
It's not my under the radar.
Oh.
Get on it,
That'll
son.
Be my honorable mention. But my under the radar media of the year would have
Neon.
To be Swamp Thing and Animal Man.
Not Double Dragon Neon?
No.
Okay.
No, Swamp Thing and Animal Man. Fantastic comic books.
That was
I don't
on
think
my
many,
radar.
I don't think many people knew about it. Yeah, you knew about it because of who?
Joe.
Because of me. So that's my under the radar. Very good. Very
Joe
good
Jeff.
Stuff. Very good. Jeff Lemire and Scott Snyder. Swamp Thing and Animal Man.
Nice, yes.
Which and I would never read either.
My honorable mention will be... I don't think Mark of the Ninja was under the radar, though.
It was under a lot
Mark of the radar. Ninja. Excellent game. Got introduced to it. 24-hour podcast. Very good. Very, very, very good game. Exactly. So, under the radar.
That's it.
Animal Man and Swamp Thing. Honorable mention.
Move on.
Mark of the Ninja.
All right. I was initially going to do Spec Ops: The Line, but I was shouted down online about how that wasn't under anybody's radar. But all right. So I think it's more underrated than under the radar.
Can we do an aside real quick that. As
aside,
bad as
whoa, aside
only
is
if
one
I
of our,
introduce it as an aside.
It's one of our favorite words
aside.
On the podcast.
Because as bad as yours was for Under the Radar, Susie thought Dishonored was under the radar. Which is absolutely
with
foolish.
TV commercials
I know.
Hours.
I did not see one Dishonored
I saw
TV
like
commercial.
20 TV commercials for Dishonored like in a 20-minute span on TV.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
Okay.
Anyways, carry on. All right,
can I keep going?
Yeah.
All right, so Spec Ops: The Line, that was most underrated if we had that category.
Yeah.
So you were right. It's more underrated than Under the Radar. So... I wrote it down here. The Simpsons arcade game. It kind of slipped out during the summer, and it's the first time the Simpsons, which is the best Simpsons game.
I didn't know about it.
It's not on
the Simpsons
that
arcade game.
Came out in 1992
on XBLA.
Yeah, did you know? Did you know it came out on XBLA?
I did.
Yes.
It came out on XBLA during
yes,
the summer.
Yes, I did.
It's the first
I did
time.
Not know.
It's the first time it's been on a platform since the arcade in 1991.
Oh,
any platform legally. So
legally,
and it's a fantastic. It's the best Simpsons game hands down.
Here at Apron Proof, we don't know anything about illegal acquirements of media of any sort.
All right. Well,
we aren't copyright pirates.
Before we say anything,
we pay for our porn
gets us
here.
My honorable mention is Cinemora. You remember that game that we saw
yes,
at PAX?
I do.
It's a side scroller shooter. It's made by Grasshopper Manufacturer.
It reminded me of Metal Slug.
Come
with
my
a plane.
Beard.
Yeah, but with a plane, and it had time manipulation mechanics.
Yeah,
it was
tough.
Like Max Payne, Meeks.
You can manipulate
like
time.
Awesome.
Why would
so
you want
good.
To manipulate time?
Why wouldn't you? Like, if I could stop this right now, I could, like, de-pants all of you and then come back here and you'd be like, what the heck just happened?
Sweet.
Thank you. Thank
all right,
you.
So that was my honorable mention. So now we're going to move on to, I guess, our favorite game. Do you guys want to do Game of the Year? I'm asking you. I know.
Well,
we, do
we still have moment.
All right, let's do favorite moment of the year.
And
Roger's
I do
his
not
nose.
Want to go first.
Roger's picking his nose, so he just let's go first. I will go first. My favorite moment of the year was when Disney fucking single-handedly broke the internet and announced that they bought LucasArts.
Yes.
Because that was pretty much a geek holiday for the entire internet. Everybody just stopped.
Please take the franchise out of that. Just to be that
George Lucas was out of the picture.
Yeah. Well, I agree with that, too.
They got it for $4 billion, too, which is fucking incredibly cheap. I just swore. I'm trying not to swear, too.
Incredibly cheap?
$4 billion
a steal.
For the entire...
Really?
They got all the Star Wars subsidiaries as well. They got LucasArts, LucasFilms, everything Star Wars.
Industrial Light and Magic.
Yeah, those...
It's the same price they paid for Marvel. Marvel was also $4 billion.
Marvel was $4 billion.
Hey, if you want to get
save
up $4 billion and you can own whatever the fuck you want, all right?
Star Wars.
You could buy Grant Morrison.
You could buy Grant Morrison.
Star Wars
write
you Batman
and his
whatever.
Fucking castle.
It's the
you could live in his castle with him.
It's the biggest geek cash cow ever, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like, so $4 billion is a steal to own just all. I think George Lucas just wanted to fucking get rid of it.
You actually own the fans too for $4 billion. I don't know.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You pretty much own anybody who likes Star Wars.
Well, I am not a fan then.
It's
he
less
does not own me.
Pixar. They paid $7 for Pixar.
I can't wait till they make a Star Wars ride in Disney World.
They already have one.
Well, they had one in Disneyland back in the 80s.
Yeah, in Disney World, the Hollywood Studios is a Star Wars, a whole Star Wars experience.
Is there?
The whole area of the Hollywood Studios.
I'm talking about like an Incredible Hulk type ride. Like,
I don't know what you mean.
Ride like a
dude,
man's
you go
ride.
Into, you
a
go
man's
into,
ride.
You go into a fake
like
Star
a ride
Wars.
That Susie would cradle
dude,
the harness
I almost,
crying to himself while it's going on.
This is very true.
Come on,
like
you,
that
go,
kinda
you
ride.
Go into a whole thing. Dude, they had like they had Darth Vader killing a little kid on stage. It's
no,
like,
I'm not talking about like a show.
I've seen that.
Like the Terminator show.
No, you go in,
the
there's a roller coaster
no.
too. It's like a gimbal. It's like a ride on a gimbal. Where
yeah,
you're
I
like,
know what you're talking about.
When
like
I was a kid.
At Scary World.
When I was a kid.
Like Scary World.
You know Disneyland?
Spooky World?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know Disneyland in California?
I've never been there.
When I was a kid, I went there in the 80s, and they had a whole Star Wars ride, and like they had the movie screen, and they had the seats that would move all over the place
but
and shit.
I'm talking about like a roller coaster ride.
It scared
like
the fuck out of me
like
as
Superman
a 6-year-old.
Or like the Batman ride at Six Flags or Mind Eraser, like something like that.
It was on par with like the Spider-Man ride, I would say.
Superman
like,
ride,
I want
you mean?
The Planet Hoth freaking ride.
I would like to ride in an AT-AT. All right, so that was mine when Disney bought a... About LucasArts. So who's got another favorite moment?
It's Joe's turn next because I don't remember what
I
said.
I'd say the moment that the world forgot about Bungie and like the word Bungie became obsolete.
What's the new game?
Halo 4, Francis.
No, that's Bungie's new game. They got a new game.
No, I don't know who the
fuck. It was announced. I figured it looks like Killzone.
Who the fuck is Bungie?
Bungie
nobody gives
no.
a fuck about who
just,
the fuck are
they
Bungie,
had
Francis.
They had a piece of art they just released about
Francis,
their new game.
Who the fuck is Bungie? That's what I'm talking about.
FPS.
My moment of the year was the moment that people forgot what Bungie was because 343 came with Halo 4.
Okay.
What did we lose? We lost
nothing. We lost the audio for a second. Hold on.
Okay.
I as much as I like what 343 did with Halo...
This is my moment.
I know. I'm just saying I disagree
it's
with
my
you.
My moment.
Because Halo wouldn't exist without Bungie. Neither would Marathon. Neither would, Myth. And whatever their next game is, which I'm sure is going to be great.
Can I say something?
It took Bungie 10 years to do what Call of Duty did in 2 years. Make a perfect game. And 343 did it in one shot.
Whoa.
One fucking
whoa.
One hand job. And they busted out Halo 4. I'm like, this is cool. This is just a rub out.
Did you just call Call of Duty a perfect game?
Yeah. They perfected it.
Why? Oh, perfected Call of Duty?
They perfected the game.
Oh,
it hasn't changed.
Oh, okay.
It hasn't changed in like
wait.
Four different episodes. It hasn't changed.
He's saying they perfected Call of Duty.
It. It's not
a perfect game.
It only took how many iterations?
No, they were done in Call of Duty 3.
Four.
Call of Duty 3 is the Coors Light of fucking video games.
Did Call of Duty 3. All right, besides from our alcoholic fucking coordination of games, Call of Duty 3 was
I like that
it.
Callback.
Once Call of Duty 3
to an episode
came out,
that didn't exist.
That's true. Call of Duty 3, they haven't changed it since Call of Duty 3. So they were like, all right, this is perfect. Let's just keep going forward. Halo keeps changing because they're like, something's fucked up about this game. We got to fix it. They keep changing it every time.
Halo 1 and Halo 2 were amazing.
Call of Duty is perfect because
and Halo
it's so
2,
simple.
Halo 2 made Xbox
Reach,
Live.
John's like.
Reach
yeah,
was
exactly
as close
it.
As they got. And I was like, you know what? This is it. This is as good as they're going to get. And
that
343 came out 4, and they were like, 4 is the perfect game.
Reach was awful. Reach was the worst
fuck
Halo
you.
Game.
I liked Reach.
Anyways,
really?
Francis. Yeah.
I hated it.
Francis,
Reach was awesome.
Moment of the year.
I have two.
Boom it out.
I got a
boom.
PlayStation Vita. It was on sale for Amazon for $180.
That was your moment of the year?
And turning that thing on and playing with it, playing Assassin's Creed on it and Persona, that thing is beautiful.
How
it's
is
like a
how
small
is
the
how is
TV in
Assassin's
your hands.
Creed on Vita?
Have you played Assassin's Creed?
The third one?
Any of them.
Yeah.
It's a lot like that.
is it buggy? Is it incredibly buggy?
No, it's not incredibly buggy. It's actually very good.
Whoa.
Except for the fact you play as a woman. But other than that, it's great.
She should be in the kitchen.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, boy. You can
sexism.
There it is.
All right.
She should be assassinating a pie in the kitchen,
yeah,
barefoot and pregnant.
Probably, you know.
Assassinating pigs to cook them.
So, and the other one's Planet Side 2. When you start the game, you get hot dropped into a war zone. There's tanks rolling in. There's like three or four of them.
Do you have a weapon when you get dropped in the zone?
You get a weapon. You pick your class. You meet support, medic, that sort of thing.
Do you have a weapon when you get dropped in that cal zone?
Yes.
What did you pick?
Did
you pick support, medic?
No, I picked assault. You get a heavy, you get a light machine gun and a rocket launcher.
That's nice.
So, and you get a reactive shield.
Roger, what was your moment of the year?
I would have to say my moment of the year, because it was with you guys, and because it came with realizations of that perhaps maybe playing video games for 24 hours is not something that any of us should do or have to do or want to do again. So I would have to say the 24-hour video game marathon was the moment of the year. Not because it was such an awesome time, because it was a good time, but because it let you know that we love video games, we might not love video games that much.
The 22.5-hour marathon.
Yeah, it was like a
21-hour
marathon.
Yeah, because it
Chief.
Was. Yeah, exactly. So
it was for charity, though.
It was.
You fucked those kids up. You son of a bitch.
So my moment of the year is the realization that I do not ever want to play video games for 24 hours ever.
I kind of do still.
I don't
Francis,
know.
If you want to do another 24-hour marathon, I will do it.
There's people out there doing like 72-hour marathons.
You know what those people can do?
Like,
you know what those people can do?
Pokemon marathon.
Those people can go write me a paper about why that's a good thing to do.
They raise money for kids, like
because I really wanted to say they could go f themselves, but I can't swear.
They can go
I'd
fuck
take
themselves.
Another shot.
I'll say
thank
that.
You.
They can go fuck
thank
themselves.
You, Core.
Who?
I'd rather just give money directly to needy kids than ever do that again.
Let's move to the next category, babies.
All right, next category. Multiple. Let's do game of the year.
Yeah, goy.
Our picks for game
Gaudy.
Of the year.
Gaudy. I'll go first.
Oh, all right.
Go for it there, Tiger. Shoot from the hip, Roger.
Game of the year.
Nope. Wait.
Can I guess?
Yes.
It rhymes with order, fans.
is there a woman who's 13 years old in this game? That
yeah.
Blows up stuff?
Yeah.
What game is this?
Borderlands 2.
Oh, my God. Who'd have guessed it?
Oh, my goodness.
Honorable mention. Even though it's just 2 weeks of playing it, Far Cry 3.
I'm fucking so angry with you right now. I have to wait
Far
to
Cry 3.
Before I get that. So fucking angry.
I just played. Far Cry 3 is a fantastic video game, but I haven't played enough of it to say it's better than Borderlands 2.
What if it ends up being like Skyrim, where you played enough of it that it actually makes
no,
you realize it's bad?
That never happened with Far Cry 2, and it's very similar to Far Cry 2.
Nah.
What's new? What have they added?
Bow and arrow, motherfucker.
There is a bow and arrow.
A tiger and a bear.
I would say the new stuff, like honestly, I haven't played 2 in a while, but from what I recall of 2...
Dirty, dusty guns
like,
are gone?
There was no...
Yeah, they don't jam anymore, right?
That there sucks. Were no, like you have level ups. Like, they're not really level ups because you're not like, oh, level 1, level 2, level
like
3,
a skill
level 4.
Tree, right?
Yeah, there's like skill trees, 3 of them. Heron, shark...
Spider.
And you get to pick like one stealth,
I
one, like,
play it.
One's assault, one something else... And, like, so that's new. And I think the other new thing is that you go to, it's just like a vending machine to buy, like, weapons and stuff.
Borderlands 2.
And that's where you buy, yeah. And that's where you buy
bow and arrow.
Weapons, and that's where you buy upgrades. I got the bow and arrow.
Are we talking about Borderlands
missions.
Or are we talking about Far Cry? Huh, guy?
We're talking about Far Cry.
Get on with it, then.
But
it's on about
well,
Far
Borderlands 2 is an excellent game. Right. Everyone knows it was
yeah,
an excellent
we've,
game.
Yeah, we've heard you talk about Borderlands 2.
Yeah.
We did a whole episode on it, for Christ's sake.
Did we really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
boner farts. You know, episode
you don't
4, I think.
Episode 4?
Oh, yeah.
Way to check
time
in,
ago.
Francis.
Such a long time ago.
Thanks for coming.
But my honorable mention could be my favorite franchise if this game keeps going the way it's going. So Borderlands has to do something even more for 3.
Yeah, it's going
to
be on...
To keep up
on Mountain Dew
cans. It's going to be on Mountain Dew cans.
To keep it...
Border World.
It will not right,
be on
let's
Doritos
think that's
bags.
That's what it's going to be called?
Probably.
I would not be surprised if it's called... That's true. Because if it's called Border World, Borderlands won't be on Mountain Dew cans.
Snap, son!
Snap, son!
Who
sent me off
that?
A break of that Kit
no,
Kat
no, no.
bar?
Just for the record, is that Roger trying to use a loophole to
I
get out
know.
Of the
No,
yes.
no. You said Borderlands
no.
3. Yes, see? Thank
if
you.
If it's not called Borderlands 3, he might have a point.
Oh, I hope it's called Border World.
I hope in parenthesis.
I hope so.
I won't pay you.
I hope to God.
That's a loophole.
Borderlord.
That's a loophole.
Borderlands will never sell out.
It won't.
Let's bring it back. Hold on.
Bring it back.
I'm sorry we brought that
up. Bring it back.
Let's bring it back. You chose your game of the year.
Yes.
Who wants to go next?
Goy.
Sushi's got his hand up.
Francis, goy it up.
I'm going to go I'm going to go, okay.
Francis,
my game of the year, Dishonored.
Explain your way out of this, because you were hating that game.
Well, you know, I was also yes. decided to play.
Wait, you picked Dishonored for game
it's
of
like
the year?
It's like fucking a fat girl. You don't want to do it.
How can you do that?
Do why?
You were...
Let him explain.
You were pooing on it.
Yeah, because I sat there and played the game for 6 hours straight. I'm like, I have to fucking beat this game. I'm just going to fucking beat it. It's like I am with Borderlands right now. Rawr. I just got to go through this and finish it.
I saw your level 47.
Yes. I am. But Dishonored.
Don't do that.
Hey, Mass Effect 3 is terrible. How's that sound? So
I agree. I agree. I haven't played it, and I agree.
Just let him go. We're behind schedule. Right,
so Dishonored, they put you in a world, and they give you all these options to solve the problem. You know, you can go about stealth, violence. They give you all sorts of magical options, items, grenades, bombs. And basically, the game presents you with a problem, and the developers take it out of their hands and give the world to you and say, hey, you got to go save the princess. Figure it out.
Because that's what you want. You want a game that becomes a problem for you. You want a game that's going to be a problem for you.
I'd rather play Call of Duty and do it.
We don't have to yell.
There's no follow over this guy's head, so I don't know what to do.
Francis, honorable mention.
Honorable mention.
Game is
going
to be a problem.
Faster than light.
Stop it.
Okay, Fast Lights is honorable mention.
Joseph, game of the year.
Mass Effect 3, I don't give a fuck what any of you assholes say.
Terrible.
I don't give
a
shit.
Honorable mention.
Honorable mention indeed. Borderlands 2, go!
Alright.
Game of the year, Corey.
Shoot from the hip, Skip!
I want to bring it down a little bit. Everybody's angry.
I'm angry right now. I'm amped up.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I'm amped.
Alright.
Happy Hanukkah!
Alright, I'm going to make mine really quick.
Happy New Year.
Halo 4 is obviously my pick of the year because I love it and I'm obsessed with it, and it's an incredibly good game, and it's the best Halo since Halo 2. And my honorable mention is Mark of the Ninja, Clay Entertainment. It's fantastic. No one saw it coming.
I agree with you.
Really good stealth game.
Thanks, Mr. Torg.
It's a perfect way to do stealth.
Explosion sounds.
All right, real quick, because we're behind the time.
Shoot it out.
Real quick, Boner Town 2013. What's taking you there?
Bioshock Infinite. Shadowrun Returns, Dirty Bomb, Project Eternity, Wasteland 2, Elder Scrolls Online.
Grant Morrison's Multiversity, coming out in 2013.
Elder Scrolls Online, that does look really good.
Aliens Colonial Marine. Aliens was by far my favorite movie, with RoboCop in a close second. The game picks up with the amazing second movie in the Aborted Fetus that was part 3, so hopefully it takes some manual direction story-wise and gets away from the awful direction to the third movie. Plus Gearbox Aliens 2K game Borderlands to Space, sign me the fuck up! I mean, really, I signed up and reserved a limited edition 2 months ago, so I don't even come out until February!
I'm also looking forward to the inevitable Borderlands 2 DLCW coming out in 2013, Grant Morrison's Multiversity, and any other comic book Grant Morrison comes out with in 2013. Boom. Check it out. Live. Corey, shoot.
Fuck Grant Morrison.
All right. I'm also looking forward to Grand Theft Auto 5, of course.
Of course you are.
I think we all are. You
Rockstar.
Are as well.
Don't I am. I'm
you
just
like condescending prick.
Sorry. All right. Go.
Go. Yeah, of course you are. You know,
to raise a hand. Go.
Just for the record, I actually was going to say Bioshock Infinite, and he made me trade with him.
Because
and
you are definitely a bigger GTA fan than I am.
I can't look forward to Bioshock Infinite.
But you are a bigger fan than I am of GTA. I was doing you a service by giving you that.
Did you even know that the same, like, everyone who worked on Bioshock 1 is also going to work on... Ken Levine, all by himself.
Yeah, that you didn't read the story about.
He's making Bioshock 3 all by himself.
Yeah,
you're right.
He's the head.
He's the head.
Yeah, he said Bioshock 1 wasn't that good. He said Bioshock 2 was an abortion. And he had nothing to do with it. I read all that stuff. I knew it.
Did you?
You didn't read any of
it. We didn't just tell you that before we were recording?
No.
Okay, you're right. And honorable mention is...
You're a bald-faced liar. Shave your beard, you bald-faced liar.
Shave the beard.
That's what the term bald-faced liar comes from.
Hey,
Shakespeare said that a man without a beard is less of a man.
Hey.
All right? Shave your beard, you bald-faced liar.
It's still my turn.
Okay, go ahead, Corey. Sorry.
Honorable mention, apologies. South Park, The Stick of Truth. It looks really, really good. I don't like South Park games, but their E3 trailer looks fucking hysterical.
The South Park game for Nintendo 64 was one of the best Nintendo 64 games I've ever played.
Yellow snowballs up in your face.
It was so good.
I never played it.
It was like an FPS.
Of course, because you didn't have an N64. You didn't play Super Mario 64 either, goddammit.
All right, so that wraps it for our main topic of this segment, so let's take a break.
Boom shakalaka.
First season of Lost on DVD.
That's the meaning of Christmas?
No, it's a metaphor. It represents lack of payoff.
Hey, jingity-jing. It's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity-jing. The Italian Christmas Donkey. La, la, la. La, 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 la. La, la, la.
Right, now we are on our full audience participation segment. This is our FAP segment, and we're going to address a question under the influence that we started it over.
We're gonna break beer bottles and kill people.
A question under the influence that I think
Well, Joe and I came up with this like organically in a conversation we had. Yes. I don't remember how it was. I don't remember how we came up with
and
it.
We all got it. We all understood it.
But the term anger bacon, which is something you love to hate. You enjoy hating on something, but if it was gone, you would miss it because it's just fun to hate. And we threw that out for the audience.
It may have been our fault that we didn't explain it clearly enough.
Yeah, I don't think we did.
No, I don't know.
It's a
tough concept.
We did have some responses, and they were
harsh.
Our boy Kevin responded, and another person responded. I didn't have theirs either, but both of them responded very angrily. I think theirs was pure anger, not quite what we meant for anger bacon.
I believe one of them said he wanted to face penetrate someone.
Face fuck. Yes, he wanted to. Which
I can't say it because penetrate. I had to take another shot.
Anger bacon. I don't think would involve face fucking. That's very much on the anger scale.
No, anger bacon is something you'd want to choke while you fucked it. Like, you want to choke it. You want to see its eyes. Your capillaries start to burst, but then you let go, and you're like, fuck this thing.
But if it died, if it was gone, you'd be sad.
Yeah,
you'd miss it. So
rape it and choke it at the same time, but then let go just before you come.
So, Kevin, I'm scared of you now.
Yes.
But I want you to keep listening. And if you have an anger bacon, because I had to think a long time before I came up with one. And my anger bacon was, I have to purposely stay vague. I have someone on one of my social media threads, and this person posts quite often.
Whiskey Tango.
Yes, Whiskey Tango. Let's call this person Whiskey Tango. And they post very often, and their posts are totally legitimate, but this person is a complete mess. Their life is just complete white trash, hilarity, and it's just like watching a train wreck. And I love it. I like the posts all the time. Well,
they're
honey
boo-boo
they
all
like,
grown up already.
Like, you hate it for what it is, but if all of a sudden that was taken away from you, you would be upset.
This person is a shitty human being, but God, I love keeping up with their life. It's great.
You now understand reality TV.
Congratulations.
I do. Yes.
Yes. It's my version of reality TV, so I need to keep it completely secret, because if they hear this and get mad and stop being associated with me, I'd be sad.
You'd be one Whiskey Tango less.
But it's awesome. So that person is my anger bacon. Joe, what is your anger bacon?
My anger bacon is definitely Call of Duty, because I can't fucking stand the whole series. It pisses me off. But I play
Didn't you just say
I buy it and I play it every single
time. I thought it was perfect.
It's a perfect game.
I didn't say it was a perfect game. It's a perfected game. Like, it's as good as it's ever going to get. They're done with it. They're like, this is it. Keep it the way it is.
Oh, they're not done with it.
No, they're done. They don't fucking.
They're
change
not
a
done.
Thing.
No, I don't think he means they're done. Like, there's not gonna be another
no,
game.
Be
I think it means
one.
They're.
I mean, they don't change
done.
A thing. They don't change a fucking.
He's
thing.
He's pretty much
so
saying.
So fucking stupid and aggravating.
Call of Duty is the Madden of war games.
Mm-hmm. It's so fucking aggravating. I want to choke the life out of. If I found anybody that worked on Call of Duty, I'd stab them in the fucking thorax.
Hopefully, we don't meet
Francis.
Anybody at PAX.
Something less aggressive.
MMOs.
Sorry.
Like any MMORPG. I hate playing them. They're awful games.
But you play
but
every
I,
one
I,
of them.
I played Guild Wars 2. Yeah. It was trash. I played
DCU.
DCU. That game was good, but then it was trash.
Did you say Gears of War 2?
World of Warcraft.
DCU.
Oh, I played that for a year and a half straight.
That's it? That's pretty low for
yeah,
as far as
yeah,
World of Warcraft.
Yeah. I was
the PC Master Race would
played,
not like you.
I played The Matrix Online. I'm currently playing Star Wars The Old Republic. They're all terrible games, but I'm looking for one game. I can find a home.
Roger, do you have an anger
My
bacon?
My anger bacon is Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Obviously.
I love to hate on that game, but if I didn't get to play that game, I'd be upset. Deus Ex was a good game, but I just love hating on it. I love hating on people who like the game.
Oh, that's your choice.
I just love it. Just love hating on it, but I love playing it.
Yeah, you did enjoy the
like
game,
if
right?
If someone took away Deus Ex from me and said, you cannot play this game, I'd be mad. And if... But I love hating it.
What do you enjoy more, hating it or playing it?
Oh, my. That's the conundrum of anger bacon.
Yeah, it is.
That is... I don't know how to answer that. I don't know.
No? Well, that makes it your perfect anger bacon, then.
I don't know. I think equally, man.
That...
man?
That's what I'm saying.
You brought a deep question into this, man.
Well, you can think about it. And if anybody out there hears this and they have an anger bacon they want to let us know about, let us know in the comments section of this post on Blast Magazine or Roger.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. Thank
that
you.
That was Roger.
Thank
you.
Calzones.
Or on our Facebook page or on our Twitter page. Let us know what your anger bacon is.
And it shouldn't include skull penetration.
Well, if he really likes skull penetration.
Kevin, don't be shy. Facebook whoever you want.
Yeah, yeah, you can do that, but that's not what anger bacon's about. You know, skull penetrating someone's just about straight anger and hatred. But there's
fuck
love,
him, but then tell
love,
him you love him.
There's love in anger bacon.
Give him a hug.
There's love in anger bacon. Like, you slap him,
But then you say you love them.
All right, we got to move on. We got to move on to our last segment.
Oh, yeah, dropping fucking loads.
Of money. All right, do you have one? Do you have one right offhand? Yes, medium money.
I've spent some money.
Right, well, how should our listeners spend their money?
How should they spend their money?
This holiday season.
I didn't... Oh, crap.
That's what Media Money Shot's about. I thought you had one.
Spend your money if you haven't bought
you
Far
had
Cry 3.
The beginning, and then you were like, oh, wait, that's more of a Media Money Shot time.
Yeah, what was the one you were talking about earlier?
I don't remember, but if you haven't purchased Far Cry 3, you should purchase Far Cry 3. I recommend, if you like horror movies and the general stereotype that horror movies fall under, you should buy the Hack and Slash comic book series. Very good. Amazon.com has the Omnibus. Is it Omnibus?
Omnibus.
Or Omnibus.
Yeah.
Omnibus.
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 How many issues is
not
that?
Not really Omnibus. There's four volumes of the Omnibus.
So it's quite old. There's been a lot of...
I believe it's four volumes of it, but that's okay.
I believe it's ongoing. Okay. The comics.
No, I'm saying it
hack
started,
and slash.
Started a long time ago.
I don't think it's called Hack and Slash. The like title is Hack Backslash Slash.
Hack Slash. Hack Slash Slash.
Yeah. So I would recommend that if you're into horror and pretty much the stereotype of what horror is.
All right. Anybody else? Media Money Shot?
For our listeners in Japan, you probably all have a PlayStation Vita. So if you haven't bought Persona
Nobody's
4 yet...
listening to us in Japan,
no,
Francis.
We do have a couple of Japanese listeners.
Buy Persona 4.
According to our stats.
Arigato.
Yakuza 4 and Yakuza Dead Souls are on cheap on Amazon. And the fifth one's coming out soon, so you got to buy it.
So Japanese people should buy a game that has a Japanese title because they're Japanese?
Yeah, that's racist, Francis.
No, because it's good.
Cause it's fucking good. Nice. You should buy it too.
Wait,
okay.
You don't think a Japanese person would enjoy Far Cry 2, you dick?
Three.
No, that's,
why two?
No,
three.
They don't,
or two or one. Or a bowling pin in the anus.
That was probably racist. Maybe
I remember when
out.
I bought the Wii. I got the Far Cry game for the Wii.
Yeah, and you hated it.
No, it was good. Yeah, it was a good game.
But it was on the Wii.
Joe, do you get a medium money shot?
I'm going to hopscotch on Roger right now because
Please do.
Roger's usually the guy with the comic book shit. All new X-Men. The new, whatever it is, Marvel Now storyline. Excellent.
Yes.
Brian Michael Bendis. Stuart Immonen. Excellent.
Good.
What was that Deadpool comic you were putting pictures of
online? That was
a
new 52 Deadpool. It's not really that funny, but it's entertaining. It's humorous.
I'm going to trade wait the new X-Men one. I'm going to wait till a trade comes out to get it.
You can do that. I'm telling you, it's really good, though. Because it's like, hold on. It's just like when we were little and you'd watch like the Days of Future Past episodes.
Yeah,
remember the Days of Future Past, Francis? You know.
When
Bishop and Cable.
Yes,
and
those
X-Men
are awesome.
Days of Future Past storyline.
Yeah.
It's like that, except instead
Fitzroy!
Of...
Fitzroy!
Yeah, instead of the X-Men in the past going to the future, it's the X-Men now going to the past because they're so fucked up that they're like, we need to fucking do something about it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's like looking into the past from the future when you were already in the past looking at the future going, wow, when did they ever get to that point? Mm-hmm. And now you're there and you're like, fuck, how did we get here? Let's go back and find out. Crazy, Francis.
All right, well, I want to bring it back.
Bring it back.
Hold on. I just got a real quick one. My medium money shot. It's an older game. It's about 3 years old. Mario & Luigi Bowser's Inside Story. I just finally beat it.
That is a good game.
You could probably get it. It's about $15 on Amazon right now. It took me 30 hours to beat, which is way more cost effective than most modern games.
Right.
And you can get it incredibly cheap. And also, you can buy a 16-gig SD card for your... 3DS for like $10 on Amazon. You should do that so you can buy stuff from the eShop. Sushi, you got one more?
Yeah, if you like reading books, literature, Warhammer 40K, Games Workshop. Black Library just came out with Betrayer by Aaron Dominski Bowden. You should buy it, read it.
Don't forget,
Amazon.com still has the Batman
Blu-ray
trilogy for under $30 on Amazon.
That's an
incredible deal. Yeah, if you're such a loser,
yet,
you haven't bought the first two yet.
That's a good deal, though, to get all three at the same time.
But you pay $24 for the third one. You could get all three on Blu-ray.
But if you already have all the first two,
I had the first Batman Begins on regular DVD.
Yeah, I
had
don't
the
have
Dark
them on
Knight
Blu-ray.
On Blu-ray.
Makes
yeah.
sense.
Thanks, Francis.
You talking
into
the mic?
Francis didn't say anything.
All right, do we?
Because he's not smart.
Does anybody have anything they want to plug? No plugs? Any plugs?
I have a
plug. Your cat.
Just do it after. Do it during the Christmas party. No one will notice.
Francis, go ahead. Shoot from the hip.
Sorry, that's Roger's thing. Play more PC games. It'll make you smarter.
Don't do that.
Buy a big TV. Play Call of Duty.
Mass Effect 3 is still terrible.
I want to entertain that with a response.
All right.
Sorry.
All right, if you want to hear more episodes of 8-Bit Proof, go to BlastMagazine.com, Boston's online magazine for all things TV, video games, movies, everything else that
iTunes
matters.
Too, boys.
Yes, if you want to get a free month of PlayStation Plus, just review us on iTunes. Everybody who does it will get one. We have 6 codes left, so the next 6 people that review us, they will get a free month of PlayStation
Plus. So review
Plus.
Us. And make sure it's a 5-star review, because if it's anything less than a 5-star review, you ain't getting the code.
Well, that's not true, but
no, that is true.
We would be honest.
If you give us a 1-star review, why would we ever give you the code?
Because I have copies of.
That's foolish.
All right. Well, I'm glad
you're not getting the code if you could do a 1-star review.
I'll fight Roger to send you the code.
It's freaking ridiculous.
And please, please, if you're listening to us, retweet about us, Facebook post about us, Google Plus, whatever. The more people listen, the less likely we are to get fucking canceled. So
please
let other people know. And
Can't stop the music.
Yes. Follow us at 8BitProof. Follow me at Catwood, C-A-T-W-O-0-D on Twitter, just because. And also, I want to thank Raw Luna. I haven't thanked him in a little while for our logo.
Thanks, Ricky.
Anybody else have... I don't get that joke. I don't get the joke why you call him Ricky. Explain the joke to me right now.
How can I explain to you? You were the one that brought it up, that I was completely off in knowing that Ricky even had a brother in the first place. When you said Luna, I just assumed it was Ricky.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I was like, oh, it's Ricky.
I would like to...
Episode one. Go back in time. Read it.
I'd like to plug Rumplemintz.
All right, Roger's just reading shitty finds on the ground now.
I'd like to plug Rumplemintz Peppermint Schnapps. It's imported from Canada.
They're not going
to
pay us, you know.
Play Dishonored.
I suggest if you are going to...
One more thing, but before you... finish plugging our seasonal alcohol. we extended the Stick the Planet contest because not a lot of people have fucking responded.
Yeah,
because
we only got one response because you guys are assholes.
So anybody else who responds at all, and I know you fuckers did because I sent out quite a few stickers. So anybody else, just put your sticker anywhere and fucking take a picture of it and send it to us and you will win a free copy of Civ
5. I have a new stick for the podcast. I'm not going to be the ridiculous argumenter anymore.
When are you going to start that?
You're going to be
the skinny
Christmas sweater.
I'm going to be the guy who belittles our fans from now on. New Year's resolution.
I don't think it's a
Why don't you assholes get online and post stickers places, because you guys haven't done shit.
That's a terrible idea.
All right?
Do it.
We got one response. One response from Adam Murphy. Okay? Why don't you guys sack the fuck up and put our stickers places? How about that?
I don't think he PC games, so I don't think he wants a copy of Civ 5. So I'm pretty sure anybody else who does
it. Adam Murphy did it because he loves us.
Exactly.
Because he loves 8-bit proof.
And he hates Lamborghinis.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it. Anybody else, anything they want to plug for you?
Christmas.
I like to plug hair plugs.
I'd like to plug Christmas as well. Merry Christmas.
Middle-aged men love hair plugs.
I like to plug breasts.
How can you do that?
He just did.
Red meat and titties. Oh, I didn't mean to play
Oh,
that.
Sickness.
All right, merry fucking Christmas.
Buy more comics, you douches.
Proof. God bless us, everyone.
Merry fucking Christmas.
He knows when you are sleeping.
He knows when you're on the can.
He'll hunt you down and blast your ass from here to Pakistan.
Oh.
You better not breathe. You better not move.
You better off dead, I'm telling you, dude.
Santa Claus is gunning you down.
Yeah! Yeah!
Merry Xmas, everyone!
Rape it and choke it at the same time, but then let go just before you come.